Welcome to Learning Cebuano with Chris. Join me as I learn the Filipino language Cebuano. As well as updates on my progress, this series will look at tools for learning, including grammar, vocab, and different techniques. I'll also talk about books, podcasts, apps, and other resources that I come across along the way. Follow my progress here and at learningcebuano.blogspot.com. And if you're learning alongside me, I'd love to hear about your progress. It's great that you're joining me, and thank you for your comments and suggestions so far. Today, I'm going to look back on what I've learned over the past month. I can't believe it's been 4 weeks since I started. The time has flown so quickly. So the month started with me looking at the importance of motivation, and particularly the scary statistic that it takes 1,100 classroom hours to become fluent in Cebuano. I originally planned that I'd have 5 hours a week to spare, and at that rate, it'd take me over 4 years to learn the language. Being the kind of person who likes quick fixes, I was a bit disheartened by that fact. But as I reflected on it more, it occurred to me that part of the joy of learning a new language is the small things that you pick up along the way, not to mention the sense of pride that you get when you find you're able to have small conversations with people, or when you start to understand some of the things that you read or hear. I'm particularly looking forward to learning the cultural insights and unique words and phrases that come up during the course of study. During my first week, I looked at different techniques that people use. I particularly like the advice of learning the language using as little English as possible, as that really seemed to work for me years ago when I was studying French in France. I also like the idea of only learning things that would be useful in real life, which in my case is just small conversational bits and bobs. And another part of this point was that it's not always necessary to learn grammar, as you'd naturally absorb it as you become fluent. This sounded like a great idea to me, as I've often found learning grammar in English or in French to be pretty painful. And the final point I came across was to use as broad a range of materials as possible, so you don't get bored easily. Okay then, so what have I actually done? I've roughly kept to my 5 hour a week schedule, some weeks more, some significantly less. I've done 3 vocab modules using the app YouTalk, learning about clothes, body parts, and vegetables. I read 2 very, very short stories, one to test my comprehension, which you can find on my website, and the other as part of my studies. I did 1 small translation exercise using Google Translate, and I've listened to nursery rhymes when I've been out for a walk. So what went well? The vocab exercises in UTalk were very motivating for the first couple of weeks, as I was learning new things, and I think that I've retained quite a lot of vocab from those exercises. Off the top of my head, there are a few words that I've remembered. So from the vegetables one, I learned cebollas, which is onion, pepino, which is cucumber, and atzal, which I think is peppers. From clothing, zapatos, which is shoes, and vestida, which I think is a dress. And from the body parts, buhok, hair, lawas, body, tiyan, stomach, dungan, ears. The one thing that I found particularly interesting is that a lot of words in the language are made of repeating sounds, such as bukong bukong for ankle or koko for nail. And also another thing that's been interesting is how different certain words sound to English. The word kilay for eyebrows has a nice refined sound, and the word batiis, which I think is for leg, sounds a lot more elegant than the English. And those repeated words that I mentioned, like bat bat for mouth, are fun because they're so different to English. I've also enjoyed listening to the nursery rhymes, and there's actually one of them that I think I know all the words to. It's because it's so similar to English. Ulo abaga hawadapida pi tuutiil tuutiil, which I assume is the same as head, shoulders, knees, and toes. So when it came to the short stories, I read one aloud, then I read the English translation again, and then I reread the Cebuano. And so from reading the short stories, I picked up a few bits of vocab. Iksoon, sibling, inahan, mother, baki, frog, baka, ox or cow. You can tell the kind of stories. The Google Translate exercise was interesting, and it reminded me of being in middle school and getting the dictionary out to translate things literally, word by word, and I'll put some information about that on the blog when I get a moment. So, what would I do differently? Well, one thing I found is it's still hard to keep the motivation, and I think this is because I haven't given myself any structure. I don't have goals or milestones other than the 5 hours a week target that I set. And further to this, you'll notice that I've gone against at least one of the techniques I discussed, as the vocab I've been using on uTalk can hardly be described as useful everyday language. So there are a few things I'm going to do to address this. The first is that I'm going to get myself a course book to study from and put a timetable together to work towards. That way I can see how far I've come. I'll still use the support materials, uTalk, the nursery rhymes, the storybook, but I'll try structure them into a schedule. So if you've got any resources that you could recommend, definitely let me know about them. And I'll keep you updated next time on what changes I put in and how they've gone. As always, you can follow my progress on my blog, learningcebuano.blogspot.com. And thank you once again for joining me.